engagement. What the community engagement is going to do is bring community members throughout Rock Ridge School District together, and BLDD, an architect firm that the district's worked with for quite a while, is going to lead some discussion as far as where we are, where we're going, and then how we're going to get there. And that's going to be led, you know, from community feedback as far as what they'd like to see the district do moving forward, not just next year, not the next 5 years, but really that long-term plan as far as what the community would like to see us do to continue to improve the Rock Ridge School District. So, you know, they're going to start with some meetings. Probably, I'm betting by the end of October, we have our first meeting in, would be my guess. Then we have another meeting in November, January, February, March, and then possibly into April there. And then at that point, that community engagement group would then present to the board as far as what they would like to see the board's direction go for our district. So, and then from there, we got to make that determination as far as how we can make that plan happen, whatever it may be. So that's kind of where we're at with that.
And the timeline then is imperative by kind of the spring to determine if there's a need for a referendum, that, and there's no decision on that, but the spring timeline is important because you need to get some of that work done if you want a November referendum in 2024. Is that right?
Yeah. If the community engagement would determine that they'd like to see the board push for a referendum, we need to know that really that June, July, August timeline. So that way we could, it would be hopefully be approved by the Board of Education and then take it to the courthouse and be able to get on that ballot of that November ballot, November of 24 ballot. So really it does need to get moving. I mean, this type of process as far as a long-term strategic plan does take a lot of time and a lot of planning to make sure that we're going to do stuff right for our community and for our kids. You know, so that it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. So, and when you're talking about the architects who are involved, you're looking at basically kind of the facility structure as a whole, all facilities within the district. Do I have that right?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to look at, I believe, literally everything that we have that we're doing currently, that we'd like to do into the future, that we like to do day-to-day stuff. And so that's kind of where we're at with it, that they're going to lead those discussions is talk about, here's what we're doing really well. Here's some things that we'd like to work on. Here's like things we'd like to see moving forward. And BLDD has done a great job across really the state of Illinois helping districts determine kind of that strategic plan of action that they'd like to see moving forward, and working with the community to make sure that they are going to see what they want to see the district doing into the future.